Welcome to Building the Bakken Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Thank you, folks, for joining us this week on Building the Bakken Radio, the most trusted energy brand in the Bakken today. Building the Bakken is not a political program, rather an informational brand. No polarizing talk, just conversations about the facts of the energy industry. Building the Bakken is about the people, the community, and the industry, those who are involved with the evolution of the Bakken oil field and the oil and gas industry. On today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio, we talk with Mark Lindquist, motivational speaker and singer. He recalls the story about how he got involved in the oil and gas industry, and he also previews which NFL games he's going to be singing the national anthem for this year. Plus, Sean Kessel, city administrator for Dickinson, North Dakota, and president of the Western Dakota Energy Association, gives an update on the oil and gas activity from the city administrator's position, but also from his role at the Western Dakota Energy Association. Jason Love with Manly Brothers talks about how the frac sand industry has evolved over the past several years and about the innovation within their industry as well. Plus, our weekly update with the Davis Refinery. CEO of Meridian Energy Group, William Prentice, explains how some of the technology is being integrated into the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. All that plus much, much more on today's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. With a blanket, there's a certain thing that I hear ringing that you got your mind blown. The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. Well, I was 2 years old when John Lennon died. Well, I was 23 when George said goodbye. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Mark J. Lindquist, motivational speaker and professional singer.
Energy show, so
yes, sir.
Some people might be like, hey, I saw him at the North Dakota Petroleum Council meeting. Hey, I saw him sing the national anthem and blow the roof off. So talk about those two things, and just how was your experience in the oil and gas world?
It's an incredible way that this industry kind of morphs and evolves. It's all word of mouth. You know, the speakers who try to get started, they say, you know, I need a good marketing plan, or I need the best website, or I need, you know, a good social media strategy. Ultimately, as a speaker coach like myself, I say, no, you need a good keynote. So that's how it happens. I didn't necessarily have a foot in the door with the oil and gas industry. I go speak somewhere. People in the audience have connections, and they say, my goodness, I need that guy to speak at my event. It just so happened that Ron Ness, the president of North Dakota Petroleum Council, happened to be in one of my audiences one day, and he said just that. Oh, my goodness, I saw this guy at an event out of the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. I got to have him at my event. And that's how it snowballs from there. And so, of course, you know, was able to go out and speak at their annual convention and talk about my signature keynote, Passion, because certainly at a time in the oil and gas industry where maybe people need a little jolt, they need a little reminder why they're doing what they're doing. You know, during the contraction, maybe, you know, when oil was, you know, oil prices were down, and so I was able to come in at their annual conference and give them that little spark. And so that's what I do for industries all over the country, be it oil and gas, be it banking, be it insurance, be it financial services, teachers, doctors, lawyers, and I'm able to come in and remind people why they do what they do.
Off air, we were talking about Eric Hatch Coaching. Yeah. And when you mentioned the oil and gas industry going through that kind of that downturn or whatever, part of what they're doing is reinventing their whole industry because of big data and technology.
Sure.
that was one of the things that I thought was interesting about like Eric Hatch in comparison with the oil and gas industry is that what he's done to the real estate world, I think the oil and gas industry could benefit listening to him.
Absolutely. And I think that when you study successful people, there are principles of success that are applicable in all phases of life, in all industries, right? So the things that Eric Hatch has been able to bring to the real estate industry, certainly he is a master at being able to boil those things down to the things that might be, you know, applied in another industry, be it oil and gas or another. And so he's a master at that.
So transitioning back to Mark J. Lindquist, also Jared Bai with us, JLB Talents, his new company. He used to be Mark J. Lindquist, business manager, but they're having such success that he's spun off and has his own talent company, JLB Talents, and of course, Mark J. Lindquist. Now, you did the national anthem for the Petroleum Council a couple years ago,
yeah.
And then I heard a rumor that you big-time Donald Trump.
I don't recall.
No, I heard that you got asked, but you had previous commitments to sing when he came to North Dakota. So I,
yeah, oh, that's right, that's right. Yeah, you know, we do travel 225 days a year. You know, do about 80, 90 speaking gigs and about 30, 40 national anthems around the country. And, you know, sometimes you can't make it work.
I know. I heard that and I thought, I bet Mark was kicking himself a little bit. Because we're not talking politics here. It's about opportunity.
Yeah,
it's about opportunity. And so I thought, I couldn't see him saying no out of politics. He must have been doing the Indianapolis Colts or something.
Yeah, it was, you're everywhere, every day, you know.
It was you and LeBron James, right? So how many NFL games you got this year? NBA games. Mark J. Lindquist, in addition to his speaking gigs, he also does national anthems, sings it professionally. UND Fighting Hawks. Sue, yeah. Anyway, JLB Talents, you book those national anthems?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. So how many gigs you got?
Well, we have three NFL games this year. We're excited about that. It'll be either a Monday Night Football game, December 11th, in Miami at Hard Rock Stadium, the Dolphins versus the Patriots conference game. Or we'll do the New Year's Eve game against the Buffalo Bills. And that we don't know yet because Monday Night Football, maybe the NFL will swoop in and say, hey, Carrie Underwood's going to sing. And so, of course, then I'll get bumped. So, but we're excited about that opportunity in Miami. We'll do the Browns versus the Jaguars on November 19th. That is a NFL salute to service game. As well as we'll do the Bears versus the Packers at Soldier Field for the day after Veterans Day, November 12th. And so that's our NFL schedule this year. And then we'll do the NBA team Milwaukee Bucks on Veterans Day in Milwaukee on November 11th as they play the Los Angeles Lakers.
To listen to the full-length interview with Mark J. Lindquist, motivational speaker and singer, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And please follow our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. Listen to us on iTunes as well. Search The Crude Life. New and free downloads every single week on iTunes. Search for The Crude Life on iTunes.
Last, if you don't take off your mask, when the outside's chilly, the inside is warm, you've been wishing you'd never been born. All I can say is that you try to behave and try not to get your mind blown.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet. the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Sean Kessel, City Administrator for Dickinson, North Dakota, and also President for Western Dakota Energy Association. You didn't have to go back to Texas, or they didn't have to go back to Louisiana. You did find that in Dickinson, that was kind of the case too, huh?
I've been surprised. When we did our 2035 comprehensive plan, we used some population figures that were provided us from NDSU. We tried to find the most reputable outside third party we could to provide us with numbers. And as you said early on in this interview, you know, we didn't take the high end at all. We used a middle ground figure that was provided to us. And even at the middle ground number, they gave us two figures. And one of them was a permanent population, and one of them included some interim people, some folks that we knew would be part of our community for the short term, but they probably wouldn't be part of our community for the long term. Because their jobs, they work in the oil field doing frack jobs or things that are temporary in nature. What I'm surprised by, is how many of those people are staying in Dickinson and Western North Dakota. They're obviously attributing to our population gain, and to the growth that we're seeing in those other sectors like birth that we saw. So I will, just on the manufacturing, just to kind of make one more comment, we did see a challenge when it came to the oil industry and manufacturing, and that challenge was employment. You know, for a long time, we had an unemployment rate of 0.9%. So everybody who wanted a job had a job. In fact, a lot of people who didn't have jobs for a long time found jobs in Western North Dakota. And so what happens when you're at 0.9% is it does tend to drive up the payroll pressure. So great for workers. Our average income in our community has gone up tremendously. The median household income is much higher than it was even 10 years ago. But that does pose some challenges for the manufacturing industry, because they can't pay the same wages that the oil field could. So I'd say overall there was a lot of absolutely wonderful things that happened with that synergy between oil and manufacturing. I think the challenge could be the wage pressures that the manufacturers felt in order to hire people.
Understandably so. Sean Kessel, City Administrator Dickinson, and now I wanted to transition to your role with the Western Dakota Energy Association, WDEA, formerly North Dakota Oil and Gas Producing Counties. I got a press release. Did I see that you're the new incoming president, new incoming vice president? What's your new role there?
I'll be the incoming president. We'll be having a conference here in Dickinson in just a couple of weeks, and I'll transition from my role of being on the senior committee to becoming the president of the organization.
Now, being president of the Western Dakota Energy Association, what are going to be your duties and responsibilities, if you will? Is this a non-paying role? Is that right?
We do get compensated for our travel time associated with the role, but yeah, in terms of an hourly salary or anything like that, no, this is. We do the work because we love it, because we believe in Western North Dakota, and because and we love living here.
Right, yeah, that's what I figured. It was kind of an industry type thing. So good that you compensate for your travel time. But what is it kind of you're going to do there as the president of the organization?
You know, I'll step up in my role. My formal role as president is I'll facilitate the meetings. I'll also be able to drive the agenda a little bit more than in my current role. Daryl Dukart is our current president. He's really done a nice job. So oversaw some big challenges during his term, where we hired a new executive director. We also changed the name. Which I think was really important. This group of people has done tremendous work for quite some time, but it didn't always reflect in our name how many people we really represent. Our name was only included the county, but yet we represented a much broader audience in terms of schools and cities and certainly counties we remain, and townships and coal counties as well. So our new name reflects, I think, better who we are advocating for and why we're doing it.
And the new name, Western Dakota Energy Association, the former name, North Dakota Oil and Gas Producing Counties, I agree, much better name. In fact, the three times I've said this during the interview, I didn't even know if I said it right. And I don't mean to be mean about that, but sometimes I wasn't sure I had enough confidence in remembering all the different words. So I'm glad you guys did shorten it up.
It's a mouthful. We knew that was a mouthful. You're right. And we always went by the acronym as opposed to the full name. So, the new name is much more reflective and easier for everybody.
And so the Western Dakota Energy Association has the annual meeting coming up November 1st and 2nd, if my memory serves me correctly. And just a quick overview, what can people anticipate to experience during this particular annual meeting?
You know, we really get together, pull together some of the experts in the field and really have some good conversation about what's going on, kind of getting a status check of the industry itself, where they think that we're going, what's the immediate and long-term future of the industry look like. We always have a tribal representative to talk about how they're impacted by oil growth and how we can work together to achieve mutual goals. And then Lynn Helms is on the agenda again, and he's always a great speaker and talking about how, you know, these impacts affect our locations, you know, because at the end of the day, the people that we represent want to know what's going to happen to them, what can they predict, because as you can imagine, it's a huge endeavor to try to figure out how to accommodate growth on limited budgets. And it affects every level of government, especially local. So that's why they're all there. They want to know what to expect, how to build a budget to accommodate all those needs. And I think we'll do that again this year here in Dickinson.
Sean Kessel, City Administrator of Dickinson, also the incoming president for the Western Dakota Energy Association. Final thoughts, final words. I like to give guests kind of the floor to run, whatever direction they want to go, if they want to reiterate something or just kind of go ahead, sir.
You know, I just want to say thanks for allowing me to talk to you today. I really do appreciate that. You know, we've been able to do some really great things here in Dickinson. I hope people who haven't been here maybe in a few years, come back out and visit the community and see some of the wonderful things that we're doing. You know, another quality of life thing that I didn't mention that's done now is the Crooked Crane Trail. At least phase one is complete. We built almost a two-mile shared use path on the north side of Patterson Lake, just a beautiful setting for people to go out and jog and walk and push their kids and strollers around this beautiful lake that we have just west of Dickinson. So, you know, we're going to maintain our focus. Our commission has set three aggressive goals, all related to kind of quality of life things here in Dickinson. And our Western Dakota Energy Association, just to transition a little bit, one of the things that we're really working on hard there is expanding our permit system to a statewide permit system. Right now, we're just taking care of majority of counties in Western North Dakota. We've been asked for that service to expand, and I really hope that within the next year or two, we'll see the expansion of that program statewide.
To listen to the full-length interview with Sean Kessel, City Administrator for Dickinson, North Dakota, and the President for the Western Dakota Energy Association, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. Building the Bakken Radio is part of the Crude Life Media Network. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
So quiet I can hear it all. And I'm walking, I'm talking, I'm smoking, I'm joking with the people that I.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, we talk with Paul Salt, the owner, and Jason Love, Vice President of Sales, with Manly Brothers of Indiana Incorporated.
It would just fit in our wheelhouse, just right in our groove. We made 40 70s, we made 100 meshes, and a small amount of 30 50s. We weren't really a 2040 plant, which was primarily, that was up to then, it was vertical wells and vertical fracks were where it was at in the frack industry with 2040s and 3050s and 1630 grades, and we just didn't ever have them within our portfolio.
Because we mine from something called the St. Petersburg sandstone, and it's naturally more. It's actually finer than some of the other formations in Wisconsin and Illinois.
So as the industry changes, we looked at our Wisconsin operation, or looked at Wisconsin as being a good place to operate for coarse grains. We opened our Wisconsin mine, just the wet pit, in 2007 and put a wet plant down there and moved material south and processed it in Illinois. And we then opened in 2011 the processing plant in Wisconsin. And all the while in Illinois, we were developing that plant and sort of adding onto it. And as the volumes got bigger and bigger, and the demand got more and more, Illinois has continued to grow. And what we noticed is that frack takes up a huge portion of our business when it's busy. And when it's quiet, things go really, really quiet around the plant. Our industrial customers have kept us going all the way through. They've paid the lights, they've paid the light bill and kept the operation going. And the front market is subject to its own whims and foibles. It's either up or down.
Being joined by Jason Love and Paul Salt of the Manly Brothers of Indiana Incorporated. I was always told that the certain shape and size of the frac sand has a lot to do with, you know, what oil companies want, that sort of thing. Does that come out of the, I guess, what happens with the sand once it's extracted from the earth? Does it go through a mining process, any sort of refining process, or does it go straight to the well site? Can you describe the process of when it comes out of the earth to the well site?
Sure, absolutely. We our sand is mined as a stone. It's a very soft stone. It's fully consolidated. It breaks down. We break it down using hydraulic hoses and hydraulic mining. We pump it up to the to our wash plant, where we separate it from its cementitious agents, which are primarily kaolinitic clays. The sand is then, in most operations, it sits and dewaters for a while from your wash. It's the best way to do it, because it's more efficient. It's picked up then and dried in a rotary dryer or a fluid bed. And at that point there, what you've got is the sand isn't as naturally a round grain, competent whole grain particle. There are ways of treating it within the process to, if you don't have that, but you can never really make the sand grains once they're angular grains that come out of the ground. You can't really make them rounder, not economically. You can, you spend an awful lot of money on it doing it, but it's economically, it would be very expensive to do it, and it's not an economic option. So you wash the clays and you wash the cementitious agents off it, and if you need to, if there are other minerals, mineralization on the surface of the sand grain which detract from its properties, there are ways to be able to treat it or basically frost float it off, chemically treat the sand. So there's ways that you can process it to make it enhance its characteristics, but you can't really change the characteristics of the plant of the sand an awful lot and maintain an economic product. Then, once it's dried, we put it through screens. Screens are basically wire meshes that stop the force of particles falling through and allow the finer to pass. Those make it into the grates that we commonly use within the industry.
Jason Love with Vice President of Sales, and Paul Salt, the owner of Manly Brothers of Indiana Incorporated. Certain plays, now every single shale play is a little bit different. The Permian's different from the Bakken and the Tuscaloosa, that type of thing. I know there's different sand grades, that sort of thing. I think that's what they're called, sand grades. Is there any particular shale play that's best known for any particular sort of sand grade, that sort of thing, or does it all really depend on when you get inside the shale play? It even gets more specific, so it's actually specific to each well. Did you follow my question there? I'm not sure I even made sense there.
Yeah, and I'll take this part of it. What you're basically asking is are the different shale plays, are there different mesh sizes or different grades that are used in those? In those sizes, and yes, they are. The biggest thing is that it all depends on the company's completion program and what their production plans and their completion plans are, and also in historic completions of those wells. At one time, in the Haynesville, like for example, in the Haynesville Shale, the thought process was that you needed to use very strong ceramic product that needed to be just for the high temperature and the high pressure situations that those shale rates are that those shale characteristics had, and in the Permian Basin, a lot of that was the 2040s, the 3050s, and it depended on whether or not it was a horizontal well or a vertical well. But nowadays, just within the last, I would say probably 2 years, most of the shale plays have switched themselves to a 40-70 or 100 mesh a type of play. And the reason that they have is because of just basically purely transport mechanism. It's cheaper to pump a 40-70 and 100 mesh with a polyacrylamide slick water than it is to add gel and other chemicals to make a linear gel or to make a cross-linked fluid to transport the material into the formation to actually hydraulically fracture the rock itself. So kind of an answer to both of the questions is yes, there are different mesh sizes that are used in different basins, but typically what you're seeing just for the last 2 years has been purely 40-70 and 100 mesh.
To listen to the full-length interview with Paul Salt and Jason Love of Manley Brothers of Indiana Incorporated, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today. 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, about the Davis Refinery coming to Belfield, North Dakota. You said that, or the media's billed it as the clean, you know, the cleanest refinery in the United States. It's a lot of pressure is what I'm getting at here. How are you guys, I guess, handling that, and how are you going to, you know, ensure that this is going to be as clean as billed?
Well, you know, there are a couple of reasons why this company is in business. One of them that was formed by Davis Family Partnership to bring jobs to North Dakota. The other one is none of us that work at Meridian wanted to be part of another traditional refinery. The industry has operated far too long where you can kind of kick the plant down the road to some place where there's a bunch of other stuff going on and you get away with murder. We think the energy industry needs to start putting these facilities where they're needed, which means they have to be clean enough to fit in anywhere. And that's been our objective. And that requires that you take a little risk here and there and make sure that you can pull this all together. Now, as we've done this through our designs over the last 2 years, we figured out that, hey, every single piece of this refinery could be done either the traditional way or a better way, using a more advanced technology and something that keeps the thing more streamlined and cleaner. And that's what we've done. And, you know, we've worked with our technology partners like the Pika and Axens. We've got a great team, and they have really done a great job digging these things out. And some of them are relatively obscure, you know, that have solved similar problems in other industries. And we've been able to pull them into refining. And indeed, when this project gets built, it will be the cleanest refinery on this planet. And we're very proud of that.
William Prentice, CEO of Meridian Energy Group. Changing gears just a second here. The water allocation recommendation was given out. I saw something in it, didn't really get too much into it, knew I was going to be talking to you. So I thought I'd just ask you, how did it go? And were you guys okay with what you found out?
Yeah, I think it was a great process. You know, we've heard a lot from people about how the guys at the Air Quality Division and the Health Department have been tough on us, but they're not the only ones. The guys at the Water Allocation Authority have been also very tough, have asked a lot of penetrating questions, have made us really do our homework, and, you know, they gave us a haircut. We had requested, 400 GPM, and they came back with a 10% reduction, and, you know, we're happy with that because, you know, it's part of the process. We're going to have to kind of roll up our sleeves and, you know, find out how to be more efficient. And that also forces us to go out into the community and find other sources of water, like municipal wastewater, that's not being used and, in fact, is a waste material. And we'll figure out a way to use that.
And I don't want to assume or act like, you know, 10%, I wrote down quickly there as you were talking, and so they recommended 10% less than what you have asked for. I don't want to assume or speculate. Is that enough water to, you know, do what you're going to do for the Davis project there? Do you need more? Do you need less? Is this kind of where's it at?
Well, you know, it could be tight. We asked for that amount because we had not yet dug the test well at that location. So until you do that, you don't really know exactly what the flow rates are, so you kind of worry about that, and so you put a little safety factor into it, and that's standard engineering practice. Again, if the 360 number proves to be insufficient, well, we're just going to have to figure out how else to make up that 40, and I'm sure we can do it. We talk about air a lot. The whole idea was also that you're building a refinery in an area that has very little rainfall every year, so we have to be very efficient in the way we use water, and we're never going to discharge any water. We need to use it. You know, we concentrate certain types of waste materials that need to be reinjected, but the water itself is precious, and we're going to use it very, very efficiently. So, yeah, 10% reduction is you know, not insignificant, but we're engineers. We're just going to have to figure it out.
To listen to the full-length interview with William Prentice, the CEO of Meridian Energy Group, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
We're kind of like that, we're kind of like that, girl. We're kind of like that, we're kind of like that. We're kind of like that. Kind of like that, oh yeah.
The music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. That concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Meridian Energy Group of Belfield, North Dakota is building the most technologically advanced oil refinery on the planet, the Davis Refinery. A project designed to achieve emission control levels the industry has never seen before. The Davis Refinery, working for North Dakota. MeridianEnergyGroupInc.com.
When I was raised in a mouthful of soap, a wooden spoon and a two-foot rope, and I... I know right from wrong. And I carried my brother and my sister through a prairie twister, singing to my mother's songs. And it's a big bad world howling at your door, and it's time to let them in. It's a big bad world howling at your door. And it's time to let them in. Well, I learned my ABCs from the birds and the bees. Was taught love from a summer breeze. And I've always been held tight, I've always been kept warm. I got the shelter, getting ready for the storm. And it's a big bad world.